Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Sukkah Chaf Vav. We begin two lines from the bottom on Chaf Hey Amid Beis. Says the Braisa, Tana Rabbanan. Now Rashi explains that this Braisa disagrees with yesterday's Sugya that Oisik Mitzvah is Potter Min HaMitzvah. This Braisa holds. One who is involved in a mitzvah isn't necessarily exempt from doing other mitzvahs. Rather, the chassan and his group of friends will be potter from certain mitzvahs because of certain specific reasons. Tana Rabban chassan v'asher shvinin and his group of close friends involved in his celebration. V'chol b'nei chuppah and all those attending the chuppah. We learned yesterday that they used to have this chuppah, this canopy set up as a place to celebrate the Sheva Brachos throughout the Sheva Yimei HaMishta following the wedding. So all those engaged in this celebration are Peturin Minat Tefillah. Why? Says Rashi, because Tefillah is Baya Kavana. You need a high degree of Kavana, of concentration when it comes to Tefillah, which is hard to find during this celebration. Uminat Tefillin, Rashi says, they're Pater from Tefillin Mishum de Shechicha Shichrus Vekalas Reish. Intoxication, lightheadedness is to be found in this time period. And therefore, Chacham did not want them to get involved in wearing tefillin. V'chayavin b'kriyashma. But they must read Kriyashma because even though it also requires kavana, says Rashi, the Ikar mitzvah's kavana is only pasuk rishon, Shema Yisrael. And for that short period of time, they have the ability to clear their minds and concentrate. So according to Tanakama, all those involved in celebration, Chassan and his friends, must say Kriyas Shema. Mishum Rabbi Shila Amru, in the name of Rabbi Shila it was said, Chassan Pater. The Chassan will have a hard time even concentrating for that first Pasuk, so he's Pater from Kriyas Shema. However, V'ashu Shvinin, V'chol B'nei Chaychupa Chayav, and everybody else is Chayv. And again, Rashi learns, it's not based on Oisik but mitzvah, Potter but mitzvah. Actually, this Tana disagrees. He holds Oisik but mitzvah is Chayiv but mitzvah. The reason why we exempt them from tefillah is because they don't have the ability to concentrate. From tefillin, because it's inappropriate for them to wear tefillin. And the chassan, from Krishma, because he can't concentrate. Taisus disagrees. He says, this Braisa can agree in concept that Oisik but mitzvah is Potter mina mitzvah, rather. This Braisa holds that, at least Rabbi Shila holds, that anybody other than the chassan has the ability to properly say Kriya Shema, and therefore there's no reason to be poiter him. Taisus is going lishitasam. We learned this yesterday, that the whole Torah of Oisik but mitzvah is only if you don't have the ability to perform both mitzvahs at once. But in this case, says Taisus, it's not an interference. They could just take a break and say Kriya Shema. Continues the Gemara. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya. Listen to this chiddush. Koisvei Svarim, a sefer engaged in writing sefer Torah, tefillin or mezuzos. Hein, the writers themselves, the tagareim, and the dealers, the merchants, the wholesalers, engaged in providing tashmishei kedusha to the general public, the tagori tagareim, and the second level merchants, meaning the retailers as well. V'chol ho'iskin melechas shemaim, and all those engaged in melechas shemaim, heavenly activities. What does this mean? Le'asuyah, to include moichrei tcheles, even those engaged in selling tcheles tzitzis to the general public, since they're involved in mitzvah provision, peturim mikrishma, umenat tefillah, umenat tefillin. They're potter from everything. They're oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha'mitzvah. Umekol mitzvahis, hamuris b'toyrim. L'kayim divir Rabbi Yisi Aglili, this is in fulfillment of Rabbi Yisi Aglili's words, Shoya Rabbi Yisi Aglili Oymer, Ha'isk mitzvah, Potter min ha'mitzvah. And Farshim ask, why are we referring to Rabbi Yisi Aglili in specific? We had a whole sugi yesterday. It wasn't just his shita. And the Farshim answer that there's a greater chiddush here. It's not my mitzvah. I'm doing it to provide Tashmishei Kedusha, to serve another Jew's mitzvah. that is reason enough to exempt me from mitzvah. It's called oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, in this case as well. And this was Rabbi Yosi Haglili's chiddush. It says Rashi, three lines from the top, tagrein. Listen closely to the words of Rashi. Chavetz Chaim is medayik like this. Rashi says, ha-loikhin mayhen kedei limka ulam tzion l'tzorach lehem. The tagorim are exempt from other mitzvahs because they're purchasing the Teshmisha Kedusha kedei limkar ulam tzion l'tzorach lehem. They're motivated by the fact that they're going to be mezak as somebody with a mitzvah. So that's what's driving them. Says the Chavetz Chaim in Bir HaLacha that in order for a merchant to be considered oisik b'mitzvah, he has to be at least somewhat motivated by a spiritual quest to provide mitzvahs for people. And he says, although, of course, his interest is also parnasa, right? There's a dual interest here, but at least partially. At least he has to be partially motivated by this kavana to be mamtzi, to provide the mitzvahs to those in need. Otherwise, he says, then you're just a merchant, you're just a businessman, you're not really involved in mitzvah. But, he says, that this is only regarding merchants. Rashi only adds this description to the merchants. But when it comes to the Sefer himself, who's writing the Sefer Torah, says the Chavetz Chaim, that in itself is a maaseh mitzvah. So although he's perhaps only motivated by financial interest, parnos, schayra, still, says the Chavetz Chaim, is considered oisik b'mitzvah because this in itself is a maaseh mitzvah. When it comes to dealing, when it comes to wholesaling, retailing, which isn't really necessarily a maaseh mitzvah, over there you need at least some sort of, at least it should be partially motivated by ruchniyistika interest. Lahamtzi l'tzarech lehem. And he says, even if it's partially motivated by that interest, it's enough. And that makes it a mitzvah, in which case, oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. And the Mefarshim speak out, of course, of speaking that he's needed for the job right now. Somebody's standing here, about to leave town. Unless he writes a Sefer Torah right now, writes a tefillin, his fellow won't have a mitzvah. So it's all relative to the circumstance. If indeed it's crucial that he gets involved in the mitzvah right now, to write the Sefer Torah, etc., etc., then he's oisik b'mitzvah, and patur from all other mitzvahs. Continues Gemara Tana Rabbana. We learned in the Braisa, Hoylchei Drachim, a traveler, traveling on Sukkos. Rashi says he's traveling for Schoira, Parnasa. This fellow is Pata Ben HaMitzvah, Pata from Sukkah. Hoylchei Drachim, Bayayim, if he's traveling by day, Peturim Ben HaSukkah Bayayim. So although he's not called Oisik or Mitzvah, to be Pata from all mitzvahs, but when it comes to Mitzvah Sukkah, he's Pata from Sukkah, because he's traveling by day, Hoylchei Derech is Pata from Sukkah. Of course, come night time, he has to go out and find a Sukkah. Tosfos says, of course, we're speaking that he's in an inhabited area. He can find a Sukkah nearby. Hoylchei Derech in Balayla, if he's traveling at night, Peturim in a Sukkah Balayla, these fellows are exempt from sleeping in a Sukkah at night. Of course, by day, when they're idle, when they're resting, they must go ahead and live in a sukkah. If they're traveling by day and by night, then they're fully exempt from mitzvah sukkah. Why? What's the pshat in this p'tur? Says Rashi, four lines from the top. And we learn from there that your dwelling in the sukkah should be similar to your all-year-round dwelling. Ke'en yeshiva space. And therefore we say, Kashem shekol hashana einu nimna. Melechas b'derech b'schera. Just as all-year-round. One wouldn't hesitate to leave his home temporarily to embark on a business trip. Kach kol yimay sachan she'en yamtiv. Likewise, throughout Sukkos. Lo yitzricha yakosel v'noya. Torah doesn't require him to stay at home, stay in the Sukkah. So the yeshiva sukkah, the sukkah dwelling, is meant to be reminiscent of the all-year-round dwelling. And just as a person will leave on a business journey, throughout the year. Likewise on Sukkot, even at the expense of mitzvah Sukkot. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Igus Moshe, points out that this is only a heter for schur, for business. It's a chiddush that just taking a leisure trip on Sukkot doesn't justify negation of mitzvah Sukkot. And he explains as follows. He says, imagine if a person decides, I want to live out my backyard, under the open air, throughout the year. That's the way I live. Are you going to say it's pata from Sukkah? On Sukkot? Teshu kein taduru? You can't force him to live indoors. I like to live outdoors. I like to camp out. Of course not, says Rav Moshe. That's not a reason to be pater. The Torah tells you to live in a sukkah. So what then is the pater here? Rashi says, because you leave on schoira trips throughout the year. And that exempts you from sukkah. So he says, because it's a necessity. It's part and parcel of a person's life. Throughout the year, there's no way to ignore the schoira need. Parnasa needs of a person, and that sometimes necessitates a trip. That's just part of life. And therefore, Sukkot likewise follows that same model. But, says Rav Moshe, something which isn't really necessary, a leisure trip isn't necessary for proper living. It's not like Schira, which is a necessary component of one's life. Therefore, he says, when it comes to a leisure trip, that wouldn't justify doing away with mitzvah sukkah. It's a chiddush for Moshe, so a trip on Chol HaMoed requires sukkah. Continues the Gemara. Hoilchin ledvar mitzvah p'turin bein b'yayim b'malayla. Now we're going to go back to hoilch to oisek ledvar mitzvah. If one is traveling for a mitzvah purpose, so this fellow is a potter by day and by night. Rashi explains because they're still busy. The Torah, the doyeg, machshavas hamitzvah, even at night. Tosis learns, was speaking where having to look for a sukkah would interfere with their ability to do their mitzvah the next day. They're going to have to spend half the night building a sukkah. It's going to interfere, and therefore it's eif shalakayim shneim, their potter from sukkah. As we see in the following story. Ki ha de Rav Chizda, v'rab barav huna, ki avu aili b'shabata de rigla. These two, Rav Chizda and Rav Huna, when they were traveling, when they came into the area of the Reish Galusa, they were traveling to the head of the Golus and Bavel on Shabbos of Regel, meaning Shabbos of Sukkot, to go learn from him, to go be Mekabel Panim, which is a mitzvah. So coming in the Reish Galusa, Havuganu Araksa, they would sleep on the riverbed, the Surah, in Surah. Meaning they didn't go look for a sukkah. They said, Amri, Anan, Shluchem Mitzvah, Anan, Upturin, we're Shluchem Mitzvah. Even though we're actually not actually doing a mitzvah, we're traveling to do a mitzvah. And that is reason enough to exempt us from sukkah. Tanur Rabban, Shomrei Ir. The city guards who are patrolling the city, Shomrei Ir, B'yoyim, they're doing it by day, Pturim, and a sukkah B'yoyim, they're Pater by day. V'chayavim B'layla, of course, they're Chayiv at night. Shemir b'layla, they're patrolling at night. Peturim and asukah b'layla, they're exempt at night. B'chayavim b'yayim, they're chayiv by day. Shemir ir b'yim b'yayim u'b'yim b'layla, they're patrolling by day and by night. Peturim and asukah b'yim b'yayim u'b'yim b'layla. What about shemir ginei supardesim? They're guarding the gardens, the vegetable gardens, and the fruit orchards. Peturim b'yim b'yayim u'b'yim b'layla. Since they're involved in patrolling around the clock, they're potter around the clock as well. Says the Gemara. Well, if they're located in a specific area, specific orchard, specific farm, why don't they just make a sukkah out there? V'la avdi sukkah hasam. Let them build a sukkah out there. V'la yisru and sit in the sukkah. We have two terutzim. Abaya amar teshu kein tadura. Your sukkah dwelling is meant to resemble your all-year-round dwelling, Rashi explains. In your house, you have furniture, etc. And that you can't really bring out to the sukkah out in the farm. V'pnei ha-toyrach, it's strenuous to go and take out your whole household, all your furniture out to the farm. Some of Farshim explain it's not the derech to bring furniture out to a hut where it's going to rain tomorrow. So a person wouldn't set up his living quarters in this manner, and therefore a sukkah, which can't duplicate a person's typical makam dira, is not considered a sukkah. He's potter from sukkah, and that circumstance. Rav Amar, Pirtza Kaira Lekanav. You have a breach on a wall, what does that do? It announces, it advertises to the Ganav, come. Come, here's the opening. Come right through and take what you need. So this is a mashal. Imagine the guard who's engaged in guarding the farm makes a little shack in the corner. Basically, he's advertising, well, this is where I'm going to be for 7 days. Ganav, go to the other side where I won't notice you. So it's not practical. And since it could generate hefset, he's going to reveal his whereabouts. Well, once again, a person wouldn't set up his makim dira in a manner which creates hefset. So it contravenes the concept of teishu keintadur. Might be now, is there a difference between a bayis pshat, that furniture won't be taken out to the field, it's not keintaduru, and ravas pshat, that's going to create hefset? Ikib now, the difference is, in the case of the kamintar karya de peri, suppose he's guarding a pile, a kri of peri, of fruit, of produce. He's not making his rounds. He's positioned in a very specific location. So according to Abaye, it won't work because it's not a place to bring out furniture, etc. According to Rava, there's no concern about revealing his position because he just has to stay right here throughout the 7 days. So certainly in this case, according to Rava, he's chayav to build a sukkah. Continues the word cholim u'mishamshim. They're also potter from sukkah. Tanu rabban cholah she'amru. The cholah that we discussed is loy cholah she'yesh be'sakana. Isn't necessarily a cholah whose life is in danger. Of course, he's potter from all mitzvahs. El afilu cholah she'ein be'sakana. Even a cholah whose life is not in danger, and staying out in the sukkah wouldn't necessarily put his life in danger. Afilu chash be'enav. Even if he has an ailment in his eyes, afilu chash be'roisha, he has a headache. Om rab shim gamliel. In fact, pam achas. There was once a time that chashti be'enai. I had pain in my eye, be'kesri, in that town. Be'hitir, Rabbi Yesi be'rebi, Rabbi Yesi, the great one. Rashi says, he's choref be'doiroi, Rabbi Yesi ben chalafto. So he gave me a heter. Lishan ani, v'mesham she'chutz ha'sukah, not only for myself, but for my attendants as well. He allowed us to sleep out of the sukkah. Rav, shorla Rav Achbardla, Rav allowed Rav Achbardla, l'migna be'kilta be'sukah, to sleep in a canopy. In a sukkah, although by sleeping in a canopy you are taking yourself out of the sukkah, he allowed it. Mishum baki, because Rav Acha was being disturbed by these fleas or mosquitoes, so he really was a mitzayir. He was in distress from the sukkah, and he was allowed to sleep out of the sukkah. So you allowed him to sleep in a kila. Rava shorle l'Rabbi Acha bar Ada. Rava allowed Rav Acha bar Ada l'migna bar m'talata to sleep outside the sukkah. Mishum sircha. Because of the foul smell coming from the floor, the gargishta, the mud, which was used to plaster the floor. Rava latame, Rava followed his sheet. Dama Rava, mitzdayer pater min ha-sukkah, one who is in distress on account of the sukkah, he is pater from sitting in a sukkah. Says Gemara, is that so, that every mitzdayer is pater? Vanan tanan, take a look at our Mishnah. Cholah u'misham sheim. Turim min ha-sukkah, only a cholah. Not just any mitzdayer. Says the Gemara, really, Mitztara is Pater. But the Chayla is even more Pater. Chayla in Mitztara loy, as a kasha. Chayla in, we see only a Chayla Mitztara loy, but a simple, ordinary Mitztara is not Pater. You have to force yourself to sin the sukkah. The kasha on Rava. And says the Gemara, Amri. They said as follows. Chayla, when it comes to a Chayla, it's a higher level exemption. Hu mishamshav turim. Not only is he Pater, but also his mishamshav. They don't want to leave him alone. They're going to be with Tsar if he's left alone. So they have to accompany him. And they're potter from sukkah as well. When it comes to Mitztayer, who potter? Of course he's potter, but not Meshamshav. Meshamshav, loy, they're not potter from sukkah. Continues the Gemara, Oichlim achilas arai, chutz ha-sukkah. One can have a snack outside the sukkah. V'kam achilas arai. Up until what point is it considered a snack? How much? Am Rav Yosef tarti at las be, 2 or 3 egg worths of food. Only Abaye. That's a whole meal. But Zimnan Sagin, many times, Sagali L'inish Bachi. That amount of food suffices for a person. It's a full breakfast. Vavali Sudas Kva, that's a real meal. How could you consider that merely a snack? Elam Abaye? So Abaye says, a much smaller amount. The time Barbi Rav, the amount that a Talmud in the Beis Medrash would quickly grab Vayla Kala before he goes into the shir, for concern that the shir will get prolonged and he's not going to have a chance to have his breakfast. So he grabs a quick bite, and Rashi learns it's a mouthful, which Tosfos says is a shir kibetza, because the person could swallow a kibetza at once. That's considered achilas arai. Anything past that is considered achilas kavan. That's how it's paskin in the halacha. Up until kibetza is considered merely a snack and is potter from sukkah. Tanur Rabban Oichlin achilas arai chus a sukkah. One can have a snack outside the sukkah. However, ve'en yishenim, shenas arai chus a sukkah. A short, light doze, a short nap, cannot be done outside the sukkah. My timer. What's the difference between a snack and a short doze? Amar Rav Ashi, gzeiro shema yirodim. You're right. A short doze really should be mutter. And the svarim the first say is that a snack, a short doze, a person wouldn't hesitate to have outside his home as well throughout the year. That's not something that requires a house. It's not something that's really part of your dira. And sukkah is meant to be kein taduru. Right? It follows the all-year-round practice, and therefore just a snack or short doze is not really something that requires a sukkah. However, says Abai Rav Ashi, gzeiro shema yirodim. A short nap, you know, it could happen. It could lead to a prolonged sleeping experience, a deep, long sleep, and therefore we don't allow it. So it's a gzeiro midrabban, amali abaye. If a short nap poses a concern of shema yirodim, then how come by tefillin we're not concerned? Omli abaye, how are you going to explain the following price? Yashin adam shenas arai betefillin, although one is not meant to sleep, a deep sleep with his tefillin, Rashi says is a chashash that he might be mafiach, past wind, which is disrespectful to his tefillin. But yashin adam shenas arai betefillin, a person can have a short light nap when it comes to tefillin, avaloi shenas kva, but not a long deep sleep when he's wearing the tefillin. Lecho shema yirodim, how could you allow him to nap with his tefillin on him? He might actually fall into a deep sleep. Amar Rav Yosef Breida Rav Eloi, you're right. We're speaking about a unique case. B'moiser shinoser l'achirim. When do we allow a short nap for one who's wearing tefillin? It's only a case where he won't come to a deep sleep. He'll be moiser shinoser. He'll hand over his sleep to others, meaning he has somebody that's going to wake him up soon. Maskevler Rav Mesharshia. How does that work? Arvoich, your guarantor, arvo tzorich. Himself is a guarantor. This is a common phrase. Meaning, you ask somebody to wake you up, what's to say that he won't fall asleep? So that's not really a good solution. Ella amaraba babrachana amar b'yechanan. When the Bryce allows a short nap with tefillin, we're speaking that he's positioned in a very uncomfortable position which won't allow him to fall into a deep sleep. But maniach roishay bin birka baskinan. His fellow is sitting with his head placed between his knees, crouched like that, in an uncomfortable position. He won't come to a deep sleep. So according to this approach in the Gemara, which is really Rav Ashi's approach, when it comes to eating and sleep, when it comes to eating and drinking out of the sukkah, a snack is acceptable. When it comes to a doze, a light nap, technically it's also fine. Unless it's a gzera, that it might lead to a deep sleep. The reason why we allow it by tefillin is because we're speaking in a case where he cannot come to a deep sleep. It would seem that we would apply the same thing to sukkah as well. If it's a situation where he cannot come to a deep sleep, it would mutter by sukkah as well. Because shein asarai is mutter chutz l'sukkah. Rava Amar, he disagrees. He says when it comes to tefillin, a shenas arai is mutter. I'm not concerned about this fellow falling into a deep sleep. No, it's never a concern. That explains the brisa why a short nap is mutter by tefillin. So why then is it asr by sukkah? Rav Amar ein kval shena. When it comes to sleeping, there's nothing kavua, meaning we don't differentiate between a doze and a deep nap and a deep sleep. Why is that? Let's go over to Rashi. About 19, 20 lines from the bottom. Rav Amar. He says, "Shamli yirodim leichashina." We're not afraid about falling into a deep sleep. Hilkach betfilin shari. That explains why ishinas arai, a short nap, is mutter by tefillin. because there's no chashash of achfafocha by a short nap. If that's the case, what about sukkah? V'sukkah hain the time of the osur shein asarai. L'fish ein kval l'shina. There's no permanence when it comes to shina. What does this mean? V'ein bo chiluk bein kval arai. There's no difference between a longer sleep and a shorter sleep. L'inyan sukkah. She'ein adam kavei asma l'shina. It isn't so. It isn't necessarily so that a person is kavei himself. Okay, now I'm going to sleep for 8 hours. She'pa'amim she'ein el manam nema'at v'dayi b'kach. At times, a person could just take a short nap and it suffices for the next couple of hours. That's his sleep. Hilkach zui shinase. That has chashivas, like a real sleep. Just because it's a short nap doesn't take away from its chashivas. It can have the same effect, short-term effect, like a long sleep. And therefore, Rabbi says, this is important enough. This has significance. And that has to be done in the sukkah. That's specific to sukkah. But by tefillin, it's an unrelated concern there. V'gabit tefillin, the tam Hashem yafiach ben. The concern is because of hafacha. V'lav Hashem isr shena. Nothing to do with sleeping. It's just a side point that this might lead to hafacha. Well, in that case, b'nayim purtali also the hafacha. A short nap won't generate the hafacha concern. So Rav has a chiddush that even a shena sarai is an important element in a person's day, in a person's life, and is considered like a sudas kva, and needs sukkah. Continues the Gemara, Tani Chada, we have a three-way machlekes, a three-way seeming contradiction between three brises. Tani Chada, one brise that says, Yashan Adam etfilin shinas arai, a person may sleep, a shinas arai with tefillin on him. Avalei shinas kva, but not a long, deep sleep. We have another brisa. Bein kava, bein arai. A person can go ahead and sleep a shenas kava and a shenas arai with his tefillin. Tani idach, we have here a third brisa which says, loy kava v'loy arai. Not this or that. How do we explain this? Like Kashi, the answer is, they are describing three different events. Ha denaket lubiyade. The brisa says, one may not sleep arai or kava with tefillin. We're speaking where he's holding the tefillin in his hands. In which case, even if he takes a light nap, he might drop the tefillin. So it's us. Hadaman chibereishin. When he's wearing it in his head, meaning he's actually wearing the tefillin, then a shenas arai is acceptable, as we just explained. Whether because he has somebody waking him up, or because he's putting his head bein birkov, or according to Rav, in all cases, a shenas arai is not a concern. But a shenas keva is because of passing wind. Ha, the brisa which says that any type of sleep is mutter in the company of tefillin is speaking, he's not wearing his tefillin. The paras sudra iloya. He has his tefillin nearby, covered with a cloth. That's okay, even though he's sleeping next to it. We're not afraid he's going to roll over on his tefillin. We're not afraid of the fact that he's passing wind. Actually says, lo nitna teru l'malchei hasharis. How else should he safeguard his tefillin? So he keeps it nearby, covered. In that case, the Brisa says, sleeping, keva, arai, is no concern. Now, when we speak about shenas arai, how long is a shenas arai? V'kama shenas arai? Tani Rami bar Yecheskel, kidei hiluch mei amo. As long as it takes to walk 100 amo. The Mishnah Berurah says, some say this is merely 54 seconds, very short time. Tani Rami Hachi, we have a Brisa in support of this definition, that shenas arai equals 100 amah walk. Hayoshim betfilin v'roi carry. If one happened to be sleeping with his tefillin and experienced a carry, oiches beritzua. He wants to remove his tefillin. He should hold on to the ritzua, to the strap, but not to the box itself. It's not respectful to actually hold on to the box when he is in the state of tumah. Ve'ein oiches b'ktsita. He shouldn't grab hold of the box itself. Did Rabbi Yaakov? Chacham Aimrim, they say, well, what business does he have coming to this experience with tefillin? He's not meant to be sleeping with his tefillin. Yoshin adam betfilin shinas arai. Although he can have a shinas arai with his tefillin, avalei shinas kva. V'kama shinas arai. Oh, what exactly is shinas arai? Kidei hiluch mei amo. As long as it takes to walk to 100 amo, and this is a raya to the definition mentioned earlier regarding shinas arai. Amar Rav, Asur la Adam Lishan Vayayim, Yaiser Mishena Tasus. What is that meant, to sleep during the day longer than a horse naps? Rashi says, V'nei Bitol Teir, it's brought down Shulchan Aruch, time to sleep is at night. Daytime napping should be kept at a minimum. Now, how much is Shena Tasus? V'kama Shena Tasus? Shitin Nishmi. 60 breath worth. Different shittas in the Mishneh Berurah, exactly how long this is. Some say up to 3 hours, some say a bit more than a half hour, some say about 3 minutes. Different opinions regarding shita nishmi. Amar Abaye, in fact, Shinsei de Mar was Abaye's Rebbe, Rabba. Abaye's daytime nap was kederav, was as long as Rav's nap. And Rashi learns that Rabba learned. He learned that from Rav. That's how long the nap should be. Rav's nap was Kiddur Rebbe. Was as long as Rebbe HaKadosh, Obida Nasi's nap. And Rashi learns that Rav grew up in Rabbeinu HaKadosh's house. So he kept the same practice. Udur Rebbe Kiddur David. How long was Rebbe's nap? Like David HaMelech. Rashi says, Kach Kibul Ma'avoysev. This was his Kabbalah's tradition in the family. Shazu Haisa Shinas David Melech Yisrael, David HaMelech, would only take short naps. And the Chiddush is that by David HaMelech was even his nighttime custom. Even at night, he'd only nap this shear of Shita Nishmi. He never wanted to really delve into a deep phase of sleep. You know, the Gemara says in Brachas that sleeping is Echad Meshishim B'Misa, 60th of death. He didn't want to experience that. But the David Kedesusya, David Melch's napping was like a horse, like we said, Udesusya Shitanishmi, 60 breaths worth. So the point is that, at least by day, the Mora says, a person should keep his napping to a minimum. And in fact, the Rambam actually paskens in Hilchas Madi, says, Veloyishan Bayon, a person shouldn't sleep by day. So apparently, speaking about allowing yourself to get into the deeper phase of sleep, which is short nap, the Gemara says, up until Shenas Hasus, apparently it doesn't pose a concern. So the Rambam speaking on account of health reasons. A person should not sleep by day, it's going to sort of disrupt his biological cycle. And the Havdol in the health books, they bring the same, that a person should keep his napping during the daytime at a minimum. Listen to this. I once read from an Indian expert, he says that sleeping by day should be kept up to a half hour, no more. It's almost like the Gemara. If you hold that Shita Nishmi is a half hour, he says, because up until that point, you're still at the lighter phase of sleep, which isn't really so detrimental to your system. But once you get past that, you get groggy and sleepy, and mamash fits with the Gemara with the Rambam. Says Abaya Avinayim, Abaya was once sleeping for a longer period of time. Kedem Ayil, as long as it takes to go, to travel, Mi Pum Bedisa, from that town, Lebe Kuvi, which was more than a half hour. Kari the Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef declared on him the Pasuk, Ad Masai Atzal Tishkav. Atzal, lazy one, until when are you going to sleep? Masai Taka Mishnasech, when are you going to get up? Tan Rabbana, Hanichnas Lishan Bayim. One comes to, goes to sleep by day. He's wearing tefillin, right? He used to wear tefillin throughout the day. So he's coming in to have a nap. If he wishes, he can go and remove his tefillin. If he wishes, he can keep his tefillin on. Rashi says, because during the day, it's not the derech to engage in tashmish. And of course, we're speaking that he intends only on taking a short nap. And since during the day, it's not customary to sleep shinas kva, there's no concern it's going to drag on to a shinas kva. However, Balaila, where it is customary to sleep a Shinas Kva, even if he doesn't really intend on doing so, we're afraid it might lead to a deeper sleep, to a longer sleep. Choylet v'nevenech has to remove his tefillin, and he can't have them on. Divei Rabbi Nosson. So although a Shinas Arayt, technically, would still allow him to wear his tefillin, but since it's nighttime, Zachashash Rashi says, Dilma Mimlech, he might change his plans and take a Shenas Kva, which is disrespectful to your tefillin. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Hayiladim, the youngsters, as she says, Bechurim, Lo'olam, Cholzin Ve'inam Anichan. always, even when they're engaged in daytime napping, they have to remove their tefillin. Because tumas keri is a common occurrence by them. Because the Gemara figures, we're speaking about chashash tumas keri, and because of their youthful exuberance, it can lead to this keri experience. Says the Gemara, lema kasav Rabbi Yosi. Would it be true to interpret Rabbi Yosi's opinion? The reason why Rabbi Yosi requires removal is because he holds bal keri osal nech tefillin. Bal keri may not wear tefillin, which is a chiddush. Is that true? Is that the pshat Rabbi Yosi? Says the Gemara, no. It's unrelated to tumas keri. Bal keri may wear tefillin. Omar Abayi was speaking biyiladim unishaseinimar. We're speaking about youngsters with their wives. And here we're concerned that even if they're going to sleep by day, Shem Yavoy the Hergel Dover might bring about Tashmish, which is certainly not appropriate to do with your tefillin. Tan Rabbanan, Shochach Mishimash Mitasi B'tefillin. If a person engaged in Tashmish and now remembers that he's wearing his tefillin, Eino Eichiz, he wants to remove them, don't hold on to the Leiber Tzuh, not the strap, Leiber Tzitzah, neither the strap or the Ketzitzah, the box itself. Until he washes his hands, and then he'll remove the tefillin. Because hands move around, and Rashi says maybe they've touched a makom atinayfis and they're unclean. So first wash them and then remove your tefillin. Okay, so in summary, we learned several halachas regarding tefillin. So if we're speaking about daytime activities, a shenas kva is asur, shema yafiach, shenas arai, which is is mutter. We have two approaches. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we're speaking that he has his head buried between his knees. He won't come to fall to a deep sleep. Rava says, in any case, it's mutter because a person engaged in a light nap is not going to fall to a deep sleep. Now, if it's nighttime, once again, Shenas Kva is asur. What about if he only plans on engaging in a Shenas Arai? So we had the shita of the brisa that we just mentioned, that if it's nighttime, it can lead, even though he's not planning on it, but it can lead into a shenas kva, it's asur. However, Tosis points out that it's really machlokes, because Rabbi Yaakov mentioned on the last line of Amud Aleph, the first line of Amud Beis, seems to hold, that's what Tosis learns, he seems to hold that a shenas arai is muta even by Laila. That's how Tosis learns the machlokes in Rabbi Yaakov the Chacham over there. So he's chaylik on this concept. He says even during nighttime, we allow a shenas arai. We're not afraid of it getting involved into a shenas kva. Now, what about if he's simply holding onto his tefillin, not wearing them, just holding them? Then we had a brisa which doesn't allow any type of sleeping because he might just drop his tefillin. What if they're lying next to him uncovered? Then any type of sleeping is mutter. Bal keri is mutter in tefillin, but tashmish is aser while wearing tefillin. Continues the Mishnah. So we spoke about an achilas arai, which is mutter chutz l'sukkah. Now we're going to have some incidents involving Talmid Chacham who are machmer, who had their snacks dafka in the sukkah. Masa, maybe you learned Rabbi Yechim and Zakai litamis atafshel. They brought a little bit of the tafshel, the dish, to Rabbi Yechim and Zakai from the taste. It was sukkahs. Ulu Rabbi Gamliel, they brought him shnei kasavas, two dates. Udli shalmayim, a pitcher of water. Va'amru, and they said, helum the sukkah, bring him up to the sukkah. We only eat in the sukkah, even a snack. Ukshenosnul, Rabbi Tzadik, when they offered Rabbi Tzadik, oichel, food, meaning bread, pachas mikabetza, less than a kabetza, he applied three leniencies. Number one, natali b'mapa. He grabbed hold of it with a mapa, with a cloth. He didn't wash his hands, less than a kazayas, doesn't need until sedaim. Until sedaim is on account of tumma, well, less than a kazayas doesn't have that problem. Number two, v'achal chutz l'sukkah, he ate it out of the sukkah, just a snack. V'le biruch achrav, nor did he make birchas hamazon after the meal. And we'll see Rashi who explains the reason for this. Let's go over to Rashi, about 10, 12 lines from the bottom. Masnis n'eichel pachas mekabetz. They brought him a machal pachas mekabetz. He did three things. Natali b'mapa. Lo natal yadav. Elokarach b'mapa yadav shem nekiyus. He wrapped his hands with a mapa. because of hygiene concerns, but not, he wasn't concerned about until Sedai. The Kasava Pachav Zekabait, so Leba until Sedai. But Leba is Sukkah, and it doesn't require a Sukkah, it's just a snack. Leboi Bercha Samazin La'achrav. Nor do you have to make a Bracha Samazin afterwards. The Darsh Krab Yehuda, he holds like Krab Yehuda, V'achalta V'svata V'rachta, which means Achila Sheyesh Basviya. Only an Achila which satiates, Aina Kabait. So Bercha Samazin doesn't apply. Aval Afanav says Rashi, of course, a Bracha Rishani he made, B'kodu by a Bracha, even just a drop needs a Bracha. Shari Nana brings Hanav, V'asa Lahanis, B'nei Mazeb, like Bracha. So Bracha Rishani is certainly required, but not a Bercha Samazin. Says the Gemara Masalist, since once does a person bring a story to contradict himself? Here we say, Achila Sarai is Pata from Sukkah. And today we bring a story which proves otherwise. The Mishnah is meant to be learned as though it's missing some words, and this is how it's meant to be learned. Although min hadim, a snack is mutachutz l'sukkah, however, in bala achmer l'atzmei machmer, he chooses to be machmer, he'll allow to. But less be mishum yura. It doesn't give the impression of haughtiness. It's acceptable. This type of chumra in this case is fine. Umasanami. In fact, we have a story to prove it. Umasanami ve'viu l'Rabbi Chaim ben Zakkai u'temisat tavshel. They brought him some food to eat. Ulu Rabban Gamliel shteikos avishalmai udli shalmai ba'amru hel masuka. You see, this type of chumra is acceptable. Farshim explain. See, sukkah is different. To them, a snack had chashivas. Every little thing that we do carries great significance. Such as a snack, going to eat, going to drink, avoid as Hashem. So it has chashivas. And therefore, for them, this is like a meal. Ukshenosle Rabbi Tzadik. However, when they handed Rabbi Tzadik some food, and he wrapped his hands with a cloth, with a glove. V'achal it's a sukkah. He ate it out of the sukkah. V'birch achrav without brichas amos. See, he wasn't machmer. Says Gemara, we have a diak from here. If it's less than a kebetza, it's a snack. A mutachus a sukkah. Apparently, ha kebetza by sukkah. If it would have been more than that, would have been a kebetza worth of food. He would have had to eat it in a sukkah. So we see that a kebetza is no longer considered a snack. There seems to be a refutation on Rav Yosef and Abaye, who told us that a mouthful, which is a kebetza worth, is still considered a snack. Says the Gemara, maybe you have to rework your diuk. Dilma, maybe pachas mekebetza netila ubracha leboy. When the Mishnah says that it was less than a kebetza, that's pertaining to the other halachis. The reason why I didn't need Netilas Adayim, didn't require Bracha Achroina, was because it was less than a Kebetza. Ha Kebetza, but if it would have been more, if it would have been a Kebetza, Boy Netila, then he would have had to wash his hands, because a Kebetza has Tumah, potential Tumas Oichlan, and requires Netilas Adayim. Boy Netila Ubracha, as well as a Bracha Achroina, Bracha Samazim, because it's V'achalta V'savata V'rachta Achila Sheish Bo Sviya. But when it comes to sukkah, perhaps, even if it would have been more than the amount that he ate, even if it would have been a kebetza, sukkah is not required because it's still a snack, as long as it's a kebetza or less. Okay, let's just go over today's highlights. We discussed the fellows involved in writing and peddling the Sefer Torah, etc. They considered Oisik mitzvah and Pata min mitzvah. We learned about Halchei Drachim, which are Potter min HaSukkah as well. The city guards, the farm patrollers are Potter from Sukkah as well. We had Abayis Pshat, Teshuvah Kein Taduru, it's not a place for furniture. Ravis Pshat, you're going to invite a Ganav. Rav Kamina would be if he's stationed in one place. Going to Ravis left to make a Sukkah there. We learned about a chayla and his mishamshim or patam minasukah, mitzdaris patam minasukah, achila sarai, which the Gemara concludes to mean up until and including a kebetza, and shtiyah sarai as well can be done out of the sukkah. Of course, as we learned, you can be machmer if you wish to. Regarding ishina sarai, we have a machlekes. So Abaye holds that Ishinas Arai is technically mutter out of the sukkah, provided that we ensure that it doesn't come to a Ishinas Kva. Rava disagrees. He says any type of napping has significance, sometimes can have the same or similar effect to a long, deep sleep, and therefore you can't have it out of the sukkah. We learned about the halachas of tefillin. So there's a concern about Shenas Kva, Shemba Yafiach, my past wind. Shenas Arai doesn't have that concern. So if it's during the day, Shenas Kva is also, Shenas Arai is mutter, provided it won't come to a Shenas Kva. Balayla, we're concerned that even a Shenas Arai might lead to a Shenas Kva, that's Shitas Chachamim. Holding tefillin in one's hands is only mutter when he's wide awake. Placing them next to him would be mutter under all circumstances. About Keri is mutter. Tashish with tefillin is inappropriate. We concluded with the Mishnah that Rabbi Chaim Zakkai and Rabbi Gamliel were machmer, even when it comes to a snack. They had it dafke in the sukkah. Rabbi Tzadik applied three leniencies to a eichel pachas from kibetza, no until sedaim, no brachas hamazayin, and he had it out of the sukkah. All the best to you, Hatzlacha Rabbah.